Blog Talk Radio.
This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl.
We're controlling this.
And we can go anywhere you want, shop anywhere you want.
Cause your pockets stay filled with
Clap it up for yourself because it's a good look. Shout out to Miss Banks. I am a model on Twitter. Very simple, y'all. Y'all know what the fuck she do, right? I am a model on
that
Twitter.
Silverback season is almost done. Like, I've been putting in some work with that thing. Silverback season is almost done, finally.
How we anticipated. Shout out to Show Teasy. He has a lookalike in the city.
Well, yeah.
He has a lookalike, and I swear to God, one night I'm at Fusion, and I'm like, don't I know you, right, to this dude? And he like, my name's John. So I was going to him, like, I'm looking at him like, yo, why are you, John, your name's John? And I'm looking at him again like, this nigga. And then I'm just like, I text him, LOL, was that you? And he like, who? I'm like, yo, man. It wasn't that Fusion. It wasn't him, no. But you got a twin. So you've seen him also at the Big Ass Cookout. He was out there, too, representing. Let me get my Fly Boy, Fly Girl clothing. Shout out. Be a walking promo. I hear that song. We're going to go in. It's a man night, you know what I'm saying? So why not start off the show playing some music, Buck Bandit TV Magazine, DiolaSite.com. Went in on this drawing. So we're going to shout out Reno, and then we'll talk about the topic tonight because it's controversial. For the guys. Guys like porn, so we're going to talk about making pornos. Yay! We're going to have fun tonight. You rap me, Reno? Let's hear that new track.
Yeah, I know.
I know. Y'all bitch ass niggas ain't fucking with me. Fuck Ben DeVino, scorching, I burn that ass to the third degree. CBTV, don't act like you ain't heard of me. Before this rap, I was in this track. Either way, coming out like who wanted with rings. Yeah, you can't get up on my level. When the deal, throw it on the table. Let's negotiate and settle. I'm all about my paper. I think I got my mojo. Yeah, I did this for my city. Built this shit all on my dolo. Paparazzi spot me, bitch, I'm walking promo. Flyboy hat with the flyboy shirt, hating, that's a no-no. You don't want my soldiers to pull up and hit you with that fofo. Wrist stains on your shirt, and you just bought that polo. Yeah, y'all niggas so-so, cause y'all niggas is JoJo. On my shit, get off my dick, yeah, y'all niggas is homo. I can get it for cheap, but keep that on that logo. Can't afford to pay attention, y'all niggas got no dough.
Yeah, I know, I know.
I be shitting on the night.
Yeah, I know,
I be throwing out the ball.
Yeah, I know,
I know.
Niggas hating on the block, yeah.
I don't like the look of it.
Yeah, don't ever try to touch me. I do this for my hood. Uptown, we'll be wishing nigga would. Top that. Oh, I think this nigga should. Cadillac with the interior wood. Then you can't hate me, but your girlfriend wanna date me. You ain't her, I'm a boss, nigga. You can never play me. That mugga. Bitch, I'm all about my gravy. Even when I run from the paper, it's still gon' see the check me. Yeah. I'm like a magnet for De Niro. Fucking with my paper, leave you stiff just like a scarecrow. Four fingers in Reno, but you ain't get the memo. I hit that quick and I take it back. Treat bitches like a rental. So bad boy, what you gonna do? Talking all that shit, you biting off more than you can chew. Think you know me, you don't know me, homie, you ain't got a clue. If you wanna get this paper, boy, watch what I do.
You heard of me? You talking about BBTV? You heard of me? I like that, Joy. You went in on Joy. You know what he said? No, man. We having fun tonight. Live on Philly Shine. It's our man night. You know, we play some music from the guys all night long, man. Tuesday's ladies' night. And, of course, we're showing love to the men. And, of course, I'm so proud of one man a whole bunch. Like, Lou Rida, you had me a nervous fucking wreck yesterday. Oh, God. But big up to Lou. He did his thing yesterday live. 106 in Park. All right, that's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough. 106 in Park is a live show, you guys. Like, we were up there chilling the green room, you know what I'm saying? While Lou Rida did the Wild Out Wednesday.
Did you talk to Roxy?
She was actually sick, but I got to say hi to Terrence and get like 30 seconds or a minute or something on their website. You know what I mean? Looking cute. I thought it was a good look. I looked super adorable.
No, that was dust for Roxy not being there.
She was sick. Oh yeah, she wasn't feeling good. You should have watched the show. Terrence definitely held it down. They had Neo on the show, Ron Artest. Neo got 2 movies out / videos. Like, he on his, that joint was hot. Smooth Criminal 010 or whatever. It was Smooth Superhero. He was there, Smooth Superhero on his videos or whatever. It was really nice. The video for Beautiful Monster and Champagne Life was hot. But even hotter was the competition, Wild Out Wednesday. The other guys Lou were up against, I would say they were all pretty and bright and everything, and Lou just had that professional, sexy, good voice and a team behind them. Shout out to Ace Rock Entertainment, X Squad DJs, Miss Sunshine, everybody who helped support. Like, it was nerve-wracking. I thought I was going to go to New York and do my regular New York thing and chill, shop, you know what I'm saying, get something to eat, and then go party all night till like 4 or 5 in the morning and come back. I was a nervous wreck. Like, we were like, the guy made us so nervous. He was like, one artist had 50%, and the next thing you know, he didn't win. So as soon as the voting started, Lou had 50%. So we were all like, oh, fuck, let's just vote. Like, So it was nerve-wracking. We all just sat peacefully, quietly until they announced it was a winner. Then we just like, all right, now I can breathe and went home. I was like, fuck it. I was like, here I come, Philly. But I love my home. It was a great experience, and we got you. Like, one thing about X Squad DJs, I will say, the support given to the artists, given to the people who are part of the company, like, even when times get rough, like, we definitely got your back, you know what I'm saying? So, big ups to everybody. Safe trip home, Lou. You're not home yet. Hopefully you get home safely. shout out to the artist, music, who I got in the show, Guru, and who else did I upload? Boogeyman, my homeboy, so featuring, I forget, what is this? That's probably wrong, too, but we're going to get into the topic of the night.
We got a hand up already.
All right, well, we go check in, but the topic tonight is, would you make a porno, and if so, would you share or would you keep it private? Like, you know what I mean? We're going to check in on the first call. Who's the first caller we have?
We got 267978.
All right, there he is right there. Shout out to Guru. What's good? Welcome back.
What's
to
up, man?
Chilling, you know what I mean? First off, they're all live with Key West. That joint was so popping so much, I couldn't even do my promotion commercial stuff. But, y'all check out that archive. That was a great show, you know what I'm saying? Definitely go to blogtalkradio.com/online. Oh, no, buckbanditTVmagazine.yolasite.com and press KW Radio. You go there and check out the archives. But welcome back to the show. We got that good old track uploaded. Ridiculous. Yes, ridiculous. Tell us about that track. Since it's on
Man Night. Oh, Headbuster speak for itself, man. I'm saying,
I don't have Headbuster. It's ridiculous.
It's called Ridiculous?
Is it ridiculous? What's the name of the song? I gotta run your hold up. Sorry, y'all, we having a little honest fire brain fart or whatever. Oh yeah, Headbuster. My fault. Alright, Ridiculous is the song by my boy Boogeyman featuring his friend. Okay. Yeah, Headbuster. I'm sorry. But I don't remember shit, y'all. I told y'all my memory is worse. The comb that I saw melted into the tar on 11th and Market. Like, it's just worthless. Look at it. Worthless. But go ahead, tell us about Headbuster, Guru.
Hey, Buster, man, it speaks for itself. My manager came up with part of the concept, and I just went in and smashed it. You know, just you know, that's when I first came into the studio. That's just how it was, because I just didn't know how to be commercial. Everything was the streets and just talk. You know what I'm saying? Just. I was rapping without a direction, so, you know what I'm saying? It speaks for itself.
But then it's good when you can follow directions. Somebody tell you do something, and you do it. That's the part of being a professional.
Right.
We're going to hear a Headbuster later on in the show, but we talking about the topic tonight. The topic is, would you make a porno? And if so, would you share it or would you keep it private?
All right. One, I would. Two, I have done it. Three, it depends on the motherfucker it depends on the female that's in it with me.
What you mean it depends on the female that's in it?
If it's wifey, that's me and her archive. If it was something to do, I show the team and, you know, they might want to, you know, they collab with it and do their own thing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, that just depends on what pot I'm dipping in. If it's the personal pot, if that's wifey, that's just me and her then. You know, and if it's not, then I'm going to let the boy, you know what I'm saying? We might throw it on the big screen and upload it on YouTube or something.
You know what?
Nah, why? Yeah, man. Fuck you, two tears in a bucket. You either with it or you not. But, you know.
You know what? That's crazy. On some real, if I was to ever make a porno, you know what I'm saying? I'd share it. I really would. But you know what? I'm going to be on some, I'll probably make one like Paris Hilton did. I look like I'm just being cute, taking dick or something like that.
Your phone line open, Key West. Key West, your line open.
Shout out to Key West. Yeah, welcome to Philly. So I was just saying, everybody go download this show because that joint was explosive. It was real good. Welcome back to Philly.
That was a real good show.
Yeah, real good show. But on some real, like, I would make a porno, but I would really be on some, like, ooh. That's just good, Daddy. Like, I would really be acting like a fool. Like,
make my man look bad, though.
See, now, first of all, I don't think it would look bad because my ass is so
that's
big.
That's the only reaction you giving. That's the only reaction you giving him on camera. You making that man look bad, like for real. Like,
right.
Ooh, ooh,
like
ooh,
this.
Like
this. The headline will be Honest Fire Faking.
Yeah, exactly. Honest Fire Faking.
See, I would do it for the controversy. Like, if I was ever do it, I'm like, I'm going to do it. Like, I don't care if y'all think I was faking. Like, if you'll probably see. I probably would stage a portal where you actually see the dick. And you know what I mean? You know it's not in me or whatever. Like, oops.
You're going to shatter that main career.
Man, you're not really making it.
Oh, that's going to make the guy look bad.
What is it?
You're making him look bad.
That's not fair. Oh, I didn't even think about that. No, I don't want to make the guy look bad. He's going to definitely look good.
I've come to learn that 90% of the females buy pornos more than men. So
yeah,
they're going to be buying that. They're going to be buying that, and they go see Homeboy, and they'll be like, "Oh man, he's a I don't need him. She's playing the shit out of him."
On some real, I think a woman will find that entertaining. So coming soon, Honest Fire Station.
AM, you're
on it. We got a new caller. Who's ever calling?
No, KM, you're lining in, and we got 757-768.
757. What's up, KM?
What up?
757. Hey, welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 757. What was the rest of
768.
Your blind is open.
All right, I need some cricket sounds on Philly Shine. So
he's
like, hold
on, who's this the porno voice? Your line is open,
man. I know, right? We already know that we going to save Reno for like 12 o'clock for the middle hour or something because Reno going to give us the juiciness and we're going to make sure all the kitties
are Ra-Ra on the line too. Just to let you know, Ra-Ra on the line too.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Ra-Ra. That's what's up. Well, tonight's topic, you guys, is a good one.
Yeah,
we talk about
that.
Would you make a porno?
Yeah,
and would you share it or would you keep it to yourself? I'm going to make Honest Fire Station. Like, it's going to be like, you want to
see. Yeah, Ra-Ra, I want to
help.
Damn, that would
be
help.
Honest,
you got to ask Ra that question.
Key West is takeover. I got this. Ra-Ra. Ra-Ra. Ladies first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You first, then I ask Key West second. Would you make a porno? And then if you make a porno, would you share it or would you keep it? Would you keep it secret?
Under wraps.
Private.
I personally wouldn't make a porno because I don't want it to get out. To be quite honest, I mean, seems like a good idea at the time, but next thing you know, you're on YouTube, you're on www.thisbitchismut.com.
What? No.
She's
I ain't heard about that. Well, how you spell it?
This bitch is smut.
Yeah.
D-I-S. D-I-T-T-C-H-H. Like,
I'm about to say, touch me that zone.
Yo, I'm about to make that zone.
That bitch is the smut.yolasite.com.
Yo, I'm about to make one of them drawers right now. I'm about to make one. That bitch is smut.com. It's going to be like three C's and a bitch. Bitch, that bitch is smut.com. But we having fun on tonight, on the show tonight. I'm actually getting to head busting, and we're going to ask the rest of the people on the line the topic question. I want to go in. I want to see who's done it. And I want to go on YouTube tonight and see a porno or I'm trying to see a homemade joint. I don't know where I can see it. We gonna check it out. Well, we got another call. I'm gonna check up on before we bring it. What'd you say? Oh, is that KM 99?
Yeah, you know that's KM big. Yeah, you know that's his background. He got the baby's kids in there.
No, that's Guru, man.
Oh, that's your babies. Oh, you ain't got no babies.
No, not yet. I got 7 more months of that, or 6 more months. It's my little brother.
Oh, shout out to the babies.
I don't let him listen. Kids always
trying to be defiant, man.
So who's the other caller we got, Ray?
We got 843-276.
Welcome to Philly Town. What's the name? Where you calling from? Yeah.
Hey, it's T. Smitty. What's going on, everybody?
Yo, T. Smitty.
you know, my country has got to chime in.
I guess you do. Like, you know what? I'm welcome to Philly Shine. Tonight's topic is definitely a crazy one. So I'm going to go right in and ask you. I appreciate it. Tell everybody where you calling from, T. Smitty. 7-8.
We're up in Alabama. Grew up in Alabama, live in Phoenix. Now, it was 100 degrees right now. It's 8 o'clock at night.
Ew. I like Philly. But the topic question for the night is, would you make a porno? And if you would make one, would you keep it private or would you share it?
I would make one, but if it was my lady, it'd be private. It was just some freak I knocked off. Hell, I show everybody. I be showing about how to do the thing. Hey, I'd be like, hey, look, Ma, no hands. I be doing all that.
Yo, definitely I know T. Smitty from my newly married friend, Daydon Tolbert. Shout out to him and Danny. His show where they go way deep in. But, I mean, I feel like, I don't think it's anything wrong with porn because I do find it entertaining, and I will make one. Honest fire faking it. Like, it's not going to be real porn. I'm just going to look cute like I'm fucking.
Get
like.
A match. Get a match.
Wait a minute. T. Smitty, do you think if I was to do that, if I was to make a porno, like I'm faking like on some Paris Hilton stuff, like, ooh, dick, you know what I mean? Like, playing. Do you think that would make the guy look bad? Like, especially, of course, he's going to look great, but. Would it make him look bad because I'm faking it?
Well, you know, women get off differently than guys anyway. I always felt like a lot of guys don't understand women's bodies, you know. They don't understand how to make a woman feel good. But I ain't going to lie.
No.
I like porn.
No, I'm saying seriously, as honest fire, I want to make a porno and I'm going to pretend to fuck. Like, I'm going to be on some... like on some Paris Hilton, like just looking cute for the camera. Yeah, my friends are saying that that's going to make the guy look bad. I don't think it would make
him look
bad if we just...
Bad.
Yeah.
If it's for publicity...
If I'm going to be on camera here on Pornhub and X2.com and all that, I want to be doing the do.
Can I say something, though?
Wait, hold on. He's
going
to say
wait,
like,
what you
was going to
say? Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, like, if you're going to fake it, at least let me know you're going to fake it so we can do this together. I mean, splash some oil on your forehead, you know what I'm saying? Make it look like you're sweating. I mean, a little something extra.
No.
Yourself.
No.
I
can't
help it.
I'm not going to look like I'm sweating. Yes, it's kind of... I'm just saying, that's how my porno is going to be. That's all I'm saying. Like, if somebody's
good
with it, faking
good
it.
Good luck finding a guy to do that. Like, good luck. I don't know no dudes that's going to be down to do that. So, good luck.
Well,
yeah, I know some dudes that'll do it just so they can stand behind her while she's naked with the
yeah,
world.
Yeah, I got a real big, beautiful ass, I think a guy would enjoy it. Like, that's another reason why I don't think it would look bad, because he's going to have fun. I'll have him just fluffing my pillows. Like, I'm not going to look. We could just have that on the video. They got a porn with, what's the girl with the big butt, her name, whatever her name is, just jumping up and down. Yeah, like, come on now. I like that boy. Whatever her name is. No, not Pinky. Pinky's actually the one fucking Duffy the Body has the actual video with her just jumping up and down and doing silly stuff. Like,
yeah,
I got a big ass
suit. Puffy after I heard her talk.
Why? What's
she doing?
Because
she's like, yo, my name is Puffy.
Yeah, her
voice
on TV, like, yeah,
because
what it is,
because
I'd be like,
ew. She's not talk like that. That's a shame. I never heard her talk even.
Like you got an animal in there or something. She sound like Monique the Model. Look,
he was my stomach.
That wasn't me. Right, that wasn't me. That was wrong. Right, I said that.
Okay. Shout out to everybody on the show. We having fun tonight. We talking.
Yo,
I'm gonna make an honest fire faking it. What you gonna make? We gonna go into this track, Guru, Hair Buster. We gonna keep it going on Philly Shine. We having fun tonight. Who's next to answer the question? We gotta ask KM Lynx. He always try to evade it. Key West.
Then you.
We gotta.
Amen.
We gotta
nothing. I plead the fifth.
Fuck you. What you mean you plead the fifth? Don't you? Oh. What about you, KM Lynx?
What's up? Nah, you know what? You know what? I would consider going. All right,
you gonna answer? All right, wait.
That's not too out of pocket, so I can answer that.
Okay. That's what's up. You gotta let me know when I'm out of pocket because you know, I do what I want. Yeah. We gonna hit one. This is a premiere of Philly Shine. We gonna check out my homeboy Guru's track Headbuster. You got me, Ree?
Yeah, I got
you. Shout out to the Bus Bandit TV Magazine, YolaSite.com. All them beautiful Barbies. Great events. Bus Bandit TV presents. Something wrong? We have a technical difference? You know, about the chicken, that Moolah, that Fetty, you know, Rocky, Parmesan cheese. What you think about me? I'm about my bread. I'm about my motherfucking bread. You can sing what you want. I'll crack you in your head. I'll crack you in your motherfucking head. I'm a certified headbuster. I'm a headbuster.
Try and move a purple more.
That was a real violent song. I like that. You know what I mean? Shout out to Guru. I'm a headbuster. You went in on the hook, a little choppy, but the verse is crazy. Guru go in crazy. What was he doing? He's just snapping on the hook. I like that. I like it.
Hey, honest, man, listen.
Reno, mute his line. Shout out to Reno doing this thing over there, Buck Bandit TV Magazine, YolaSite.com. Key West fronting on me. Key West will make a porno.
Key West is fun.
I'm a follower. He's fronting tonight. He probably got it. I'm about to Google him. Ain't you on Rue.com?
Yeah, he's drawing. Not me.
Yo,
nah,
I seriously want somebody to call in who I could go to the website and see.
I already know it.
I want to see it.
I already know which one he on. He on MILFHunters.com.
Up who?
MILFHunter. Yo, that's the joint.
No,
I ain't gonna hook you.
That's the real website?
No. Yeah, boy, we taking in all the moms, yo. I ain't gonna hook you.
We got everybody.
Like, he always meet them in, like, the fruit aisle or something. Like,
I don't know.
Meet the apples.
Soccer mom and shit. You find a soccer mom. Like, how's the game?
Exactly. How old the game? She's leave her son there eating ice cream.
Not even fair. We got definitely shout out to everybody calling in. If you have something to say, you want to join the show, definitely press the number one so we can open up your mic and get it popping or whatever.
I wish you need a go hard or go home segment.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I'm too mean. I couldn't do it.
No, I would do it.
Reno, coming soon. We're going to call it, if your shit is banging, we're going to talk about it in a good way. If your shit is bad, it's fucked up for you. Like,
how about if your stuff is, if we play your song and it's bad, you get muted for the rest of the show.
And we talk about you.
And we talk about you the whole time.
Yo, my show will be cruel because I'm honest. Like, I'm going to be honest.
Hey, what about that? No, you ain't honest all the time. You told that one
boy. Yeah.
Fuck you, Key West. Don't be lying on me. I'm honest.
No, listen, you told Bull his track was good. Bull was terrible.
Which Bull? Which song
make,
was terrible?
The Bull that had the hot beat.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't all the way listen to the song, what he was saying. I was like, don't. Heard like little words and then the beat, and then it was just so hot, whatever. But you know what? I didn't put it together because the beat was so hot. He was just saying stupid
stuff. So how
I amended it. I apologize for lying because I was irritated or whatever. Like, I really was. Huh?
So how do you feel about the song that we just played?
I didn't like the hook, but I liked his bars.
Oh,
I
so
didn't like the record.
So you think he went in on it?
I think he went in on the bars, yeah.
Go ahead or go home.
I would say go back to the studio and read.
All right. All right.
That's why I got him hooked up. He going to check out G-Sex, you know what I mean, for that real good crisp sound. And G-Sex definitely helped with the arrangements. You know what I mean? Certain studios will let you walk out the door with anything, and that's not
yeah.
fair.
So
you know what I mean?
And anything.
The hook was anything. The hook was just.
We trying to trap honest, and she is not falling for it. She's a politician all the way.
I'm just being honest. I'm being honest. I actually, I'm gonna tell you the truth. I actually clicked over to Reno, and I'm like, Reno, if I don't like this song, I'm not saying nothing about it. Y'all know how I am. If I don't like some shit on my show, I say nothing. What if I bigged up a song that I didn't like besides Twitter booty?
Twitter booty, you know what I'm about to say.
The one that
read
was
my mind.
Cause you was like, that was so good, boo.
And we said,
you know, I was digging that. That's one of the hottest tracks of 2010.
I didn't say all that. I'm about a transcript from that show for like $400 from Blog Talk Radio and shit. We're going to look at the words that I said. How about Blog Talk if they own stenographers? That's kind of scary.
Yeah, I seen that earlier. You can order the transcripts from your show.
Yeah, it's
transcripts just for the heck of it. Like.
Just to see if they gonna get every little word. Now, y'all missed the word. Give my money back. Fuck, I know what I said.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I want this one.
That's
free.
With the black folks slang. Like, how they gonna get the black folks slang right? And I say, like, probably.
It should be kicking, B.
But I hate the summertime. I just had to kill a real big beetle. All right, back to the show.
Hey.
Back
to that 99% crazy thing, yeah.
You know I am. You know. I don't ever. It's okay. You got to love me. You know what I'm saying?
Reno,
everybody
got to
love me. Reno is way out there. But on some real shit, we all united. And definitely we all showing off. This weekend is crazy. I'm a part of so many events tomorrow. We do our thing, 69th Street Lounge, ladies free to 11, $5 drink specials in Long Island, some other good drinks, free parking, 7049 Terminal Square, and then Saturday, I'm killing these. I got somebody, I ain't even going to tell y'all what I'm doing. I can see it. Arts Garage, Saturday night, Chris Kennedy's All the Way Turned Up Weekend. I'm interviewing all the artists after they finish performing. Philly Sound will be live. We're going to play some new music for my homie AD. And Sunday, go back to the Arts Garage if you're an artist to perform. Check out SOLE Entertainment's first open mic showcase. And also, Sunday,
is
playing some fun.
Is that Candy Brown's, y'all?
Yes,
okay,
it is.
Okay, she just texted me earlier, and Shane never texted that. She texted me, like, you in free. Let me know if you're gone, then Shane never texted that.
Okay,
Arts Garage,
that's where it is. But it's going down this weekend. If you a lady, y'all know how it is. They always treat the ladies great, you know what I'm saying? Still being a girl. I say it's nothing wrong with taking an advantage. It's called an advantage. Take it, you know? The fuck? I don't get it. But I want to get into some other music, especially since my boy won yesterday, I got to play some sexy music. As a matter of fact, we want to play this song because you could have a porno to it. You know what I mean? Get up on it. Shout out to Lou Ryder. I'm only playing banging songs that I know until we do that go
start
hard,
now.
Go home section.
Starting now.
Huh?
Starting now, not the last song. Starting now.
Starting now?
Yeah, we're going to play Hard Number High song Starting Now.
Yeah, starting now. Yeah, that song, it just, the I should have listened to it. The production, it was real bad. Get Lou Ryder, get up on it. Very professional song. See him perform it. Check out his YouTube. Check out his motherfucking, the clips from Wild Out Wednesday yesterday on 106 Park. He did his thing. Definitely shout out X-Squad DJs. Big ups to Lou Ryder. This is Get Up on it.
Trying to brag, but I'ma take it from him. You see, my confidence is part of my persona. My country swagger like, share your body type. I'll give you everything that you wanna. You're the classic type and see some world reserve. Don't make you realize you don't deserve. You first choice of better life. second to fuss and fight. Just tell me how you like it and I'll be ooh. I'll let the writer, it's nice to meet you. I leave your friends acting jealous and the fellas, they gon' be hating, cause now you're taking. We gon' leave with taste in their mouth and all I'm saying. I'm gonna get her, get her. I'm gonna take it to my room and give it to ya, to ya, to ya.
Oh, like me.
First I'm gonna talk to ya, before I do ya. Give you a little sugar, then I'ma put you in my bed and take my time with ya.
My boy, Lou Ryder, you know what I mean? Used to sing backup for Life Jennings, who will be in Philly this Friday.
Yep.
Big ups to him. And now he's doing his own thing, like his own big thing. We was in New York with 106 and Park going crazy. I swear to God, if I bit my nose, I would have did it.
Yeah, shout out to Lou Ryder for winning that, you know what I mean? Shout out to my man, Gutter Man. He on the phone. He on the line now, Philly Shine.
Okay, welcome to Philly Shine, Gutter Man. What's good?
What's up, Philly Shine? Philly Shine. Yeah, I mean, Philly Stand Up. You know. Chilling, you know.
Exactly. We about to get into the topic question. We're going to ask you, too. But we, KM links you up next. Like, KM said, I'm not out of pocket. He not pleading his fist. So, KM links live on Philly Shine.
Blow calls made us lose KM.
Oh. Well,
he be back. We got the 215-954 though. We gonna make you speak.
Hey, what's good? Welcome to Philly Shine.
Why don't I make you speak? Hi, everybody.
That's just Reno being rough.
Yeah, you know Reno. You know.
Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where you calling from?
OMG, this is Melissa.
Boo.
That's why I said I'm gonna make her speak. That's my Melissa.
Oh yeah, Melissa. Oh, we got KM links back, so yeah, we can.
Oh no, KM, no, don't try to come back. KM, it's too late. I got Melissa all to myself.
Oh.
Too late. All right, fine. I tag you in.
Oh KM Lee, he said I'm not out of pocket tonight. You know what I'm saying? Would you make a porno? And if you did, would you keep it private or would you show the world?
Well, I would consider doing it, but it would have to be with, you know, my girl. And far as like putting it to the public, that's home use.
You pretty much gonna get the same answer from all the guys. If it's your girl, no. If it's a jump off, hell yeah. That's pretty much the answer for all of us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If it's a jump off, I'm liable to put a mask on, some Batman suit, right?
And yeah.
Now I would say, just see, now y'all accepting that bullshit, I would say that makes the girl look bad. No, whatever.
Nah,
like.
It just makes sure it don't get back to us.
I know a lot of chicks that are fuck Batman, so I might wear that Batman suit. You dig?
Oh my god!
So it's some fantasy shit. Your fantasy porno, that's just wet.
Your fantasy porno wet. Definitely, you guys. We listen. We having fun playing on the show tonight. But we playing serious. So I'm serious. Gonna make Honest Fire faking it. My boy, he's going to be, like, big, like Tarzan and shit, like, muscular. He might even have a Tarzan outfit.
That's going to be a nut-ass nigga. That's going to be a nut-ass nigga. You ain't shaking your ass in front of me. And I'm
whatever. Like, guys do it all.
And what guys do it all the time? The guys that do it all the time is the gay motherfucker.
Well, I'll have a gay one then. Gay guys look good, and I'll be, oh God. I will never forget 11 years old on South Street. South Street is such a beautiful place. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I got numbers. You know, that's what we used to do. I got numbers, you know. No, I wasn't 11. I was like 13. I'm tripping. I'm lying. I was 13. I was getting numbers or whatever. And I go up to this guy. He was gorgeous. And I was just like, what's up? How you doing? We talking back and forth. So I'm just like, well, let me get your number. And he's just like, no, I'll take your brother number, though.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, you motherfucker. Like, I was so mad. Like, we walked away, but we were so mad. We got on the conversation and gays and stuff. We beat up one. Like, we saw one, like, later in the room. We just rolled on him, like, you just gonna take this shit. Like, we just mad. Like, all of us are mad.
That's what they call that shit? You was homo bashing.
Gay bashing.
Gay bashing, yeah.
I'll admit it. I gay bash, but y'all don't know. Statute of limitation. I was underage, whatever. I don't do it now. But, he gonna be gay. He's, that'll make it even more faker. That makes it even
gay.
More faker.
I should have did that. When he said he wanted to leave you for, he wanted your brother number, I should have did that.
You know, that's a fucking bullshit. He was like, I'll take your brother number. We all looked at him like, what the fuck was you talking to her for? Like, bitch. Yo, that shit baffled me. I was
his
ass. And you know what? My friend told me, he was like, that could have scarred you. I was like, nah, I'm not scarred. I don't give a fuck. Whatever. We scarred somebody a block later, like, let the fuck out. No sense in harboring feelings, you know. Let them out. Let them out. But we do got Gunnerman on the phone with us, live on Philly Shine. We definitely give artists a chance to show themselves off. So please let us know any websites, upcoming events that you have.
Well, right at the moment, right now, you know what I'm saying? I just completed my mixtape. It don't drop till July 24th. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have it online. It's going, yeah, you know I mean? You know, my big man Reno, he going to handle the, help me with the promotion and everything. You know how he do. And,
big
you know,
man.
It's going to be on top. You know what I'm saying? We going to handle business the way it's supposed to. Trust me, everybody. It's called The Art of Da Vinci. Art of G. Da Vinci, actually. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gutter Man Da Vinci. And you know it's going to rock. It's going to keep Philly rocking. Yeah, I mean, Philly stand up, Philly shine.
I already told you. You're welcome to come to my party and whatnot. Play that music.
Oh,
do
yeah,
the same
like,
thing.
You know what? What it's looking like right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm in there. What it's looking like right now is I'm in there. So, you know, I'm going to hold you down, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about. We going to hold each other down. We talking shit on the show. I'm going to ask my girl Melissa that topic question next.
Melissa.
Oh,
God.
Melissa. Shout out to Melissa. That is my boo, yo.
Yo, chill.
I'm
chill.
Not like my boo. Yeah. I don't like girls. It's my boo.
Sometimes.
What?
A little bit.
Reno. Good for hours. Yo, I'm about to learn jujitsu and kung fu. Y'all watch out. Yeah. I'm like, what's all? Karate.
I don't even got to come outside, honest.
Fuck them toothless dogs. This dog, they got no bite.
Hey, gum your ass down.
Take one gum a bone. Those dogs a bone. Like, no, but listen. Melissa, topic question. We having fun with it tonight. You know what I mean? Everybody listening, if you want to get on, press one. Like, no. But the topic question is, would you make a porno? And if you're going to make a porno, would you keep it private or would you show it to the world or whatever?
At least show it to me.
I think I'd say no and no.
So you wouldn't make one at all?
I don't think I would. I'll take pictures or something, but I don't think I'm actually sit there and make a
phone. Who
the hell? I know the camera right there. I think because I know the camera right there, and it just fuck up my whole performance.
See, man,
that's why niggas hide it.
See, that's why. See, I guess Melissa, she would make a Melissa faking it porn. Watch, I'm gonna make a fucking. It's gonna be a trend. There's gonna be a lot of girls and they
watch you do it.
I feel like a lot of girls would say no, they would never do that. No, they would never do that. No, they would never do that. But when they find
I'm not saying never.
Some girls would say they would never do that, but when they find that one type nigga that just got them going, he probably do anything. You never know.
I'll tell you one thing.
That's true.
I would definitely go to Jenna Jameson and Tito Ortiz route and be like a married couple, you know what I mean, doing a porn. Like, I would really, that would be real. Like, I don't mind, like, I wouldn't mind people seeing this because I'm a master fucker. I'll teach you some shit. Like, niggas be like, what, that's how you do it? Yes, Karma Sutra ain't got shit on me. Fuck Karma Sutra.
Oh, you know what, just because you just said that, I think I just changed my mind.
See, Melissa just show off too. Melissa, like, what? Why is it with the booty do? You gotta see the.
No, for real. I think I do it, but I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't show the public. I just do it to see my performance, to see what I'm working with.
The Chronicles of Melissa Outspoken. Okay, I'm
gonna do that. We're gonna check it on some music. We're gonna get into our new caller that we got in the building. I see you, Miss Nationwide Dream. Welcome back to Philly Shine, honey.
Mm-hmm. Hi, everybody. How everybody doing?
How you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
That was Reno. Hello to you. You ain't shit.
Reno be rocking. My cousin, yo.
We're going to play some music. A little bit. We're going to get back to asking these questions, you know what I'm saying? We're going to ask Nationwide Dream. We're going to ask Guru the question. We talking ish tonight, you know what I mean?
Oh,
and then
Reno,
Reno, you're next. We asking you the question next. It's that time.
Oh, my God.
What they doing? What they doing? What they doing in the building? You know it. What's good with these girls? It's about entertainment. You ain't gonna get in my way. Not a bitch, not a nigga, nobody. I'm repping X Squad, Thundercat, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit the cheating niggas up. On my way to pop up. Knock, knock, what's up? I smashed the trust. Then I'ma shop again. Spending money, season change. But too many times, cold rain. I win a blue spring fling. Party is spinning with the AC winning. Spent, and it only took me about a minute. If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention. Cause I'm balling on the field and he catching what I'm pitching. Yep, yep, yep.
This what we doing, what we doing, making music, yeah. This what we doing, making music, good music, yeah.
Silly bitches, can't get with this, can't get with this, yeah. Silly bitches, can't get with this, silly bitches, ball status. Soon to be impeached. These bitches so local, they always in my reach. Tricking for a dollar and I earn them in my sleep. What I'm making today, she ain't seen in weeks. Big money is all I'm trying to keep. Popping house on my own island, don't bring fans to a beach. I know I seem untamable, but this is how I eat. I get paid to put on shows, you don't get paid to be a freak.
Shout out to my motherfucking status. I just checked out my Facebook status. And, you know, the topic for the night, would you make a porno? Would you share it? Keep it private. Deanna Week said she was going to call in, but I'm nervous. Basically, mute somebody from she said, basically, I have a sex. I recorded it. She said when she has sex, she records it. And the guy don't know about it. You know what I mean? She keeps it a little section in her house with the VHS tapes and DVDs for her viewing purposes only. So I guess she just like, Melissa, you know what I mean? You want to keep it just to see that you could do your damn thing. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong with doing your damn thing.
Jihad in the camera.
Yeah. I think that's some G shit, too. Who got their phone on speaker, like?
Whoever got their phone on speaker, take it off speaker, please.
Please. That you, Guru?
No, that was me. My bad. Yeah, I mean, I had to pull my drink real quick, and my hands was busy.
He's up there jerking all about it. I understand I'll be moan rapping and stuff, but we doing a show right now. Focus.
Focus.
Say no, I'm joking.
I'm
kidding.
My bad. I got you
though. I'm sexy. But Nationwide Dream. No. I'm sorry. Nationwide Dream. Reno.
Yo.
Being Buck Bandit TV Magazine. YolaSite.com. Will it ever have a porno section? You get the special fucking question because you got the 24-hour live. TV stream. Would you premiere the video of Honest Fire faking it?
I'm about to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a BBTV uncut. I'm going to have that. And it's
yeah! Woo! I'm going to make all types of videos, yo. All right, good. That's what's
so,
up.
And the video's got to be official. And you know what I mean? That way everybody can tune in at night at a certain time. Do whatever you do, what you do in your house, just as long as you keep it in your house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we gonna have a scanner for your ID. Make sure y'all old enough.
Yo, if you come to the party this weekend, you make sure you come to Honest Fire Party this weekend. We gonna know if you've been watching it because we bring the black light and we checking hands before you step in the party. You know
checking
what I'm
hands, white hell stuff. Yeah. Saturday night it is so going down. Tomorrow night it's gonna be popping. Live, it's gonna be so proper. Come
who,
through
who performing?
69th Street Lounge. I gotta grab the flyer. I'm sitting here looking for it now with my retarded self. You know, I'm gonna go online and check it out right there.
Well,
yeah.
I got this song on the Art of G Da Vinci mixtape called Gushy Gushy Sound. Now it's a freaky song, and I already know. Yeah, I mean, you know how Buck Bandit hold it down, so. We're going to have something nice to that. The uncut,
right.
Yes. That song is an uncut situation.
All right. All so right. We got other callers right. That we got to check up on. Thank you. But we have a fellow Philly Shine. It's a little controversial tonight. Reno,
all
who's
right.
The first caller that we have?
The first one is 267 770.
Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, this your boy. It's your boy Red Face Mad Sheet, man. What's good with you, Honest?
Yizzo, performing live next Friday night, Diamond Spotlight. I'm good, Red Face. What's up with you? We fresh off, you know what I mean? I talked about the big ass cookout. Feed the Hood was in the building. Big ups to you. Thank you so much for letting me
Without a doubt. The main reason I was calling tonight, cause my man Mont Brown hit me up today and he's shooting a video and he asked me to bring Feed the Hood out there and shit. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to let your listeners know about it. We gonna be out the Platte this Sunday. You know what I mean? It's an all day event. You know what I mean? We got Mont Brown, Gilly the Kid, Uncle O, and Black De Niro doing a video shoot, and Feed the Hood definitely gonna be in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and you know how we do. So
definitely
bring your folks.
Oh, well, yeah, we going to definitely come out. We do the play all the time. That's a place that everybody go. But, yeah, come check me out this weekend, too, Red Face. Friday at 69th Street Lounge. Yeah, and Friday at 69th Street Lounge, free parking and everything. And Saturday, the All the Way Turned Up Weekend, Chris the Truth Kennedy performing live, Lucky Hef. My Style, Garcy, 8 Games, Snub, Wild Boy, Big Burn, Limo, Fly Boys, War Bucks. It's going to be so crazy. It's like 80 birthday parties.
Shout out to the Fly Boys, yo.
They're going to do the body art by Blaze and Agent.
Shout out to
Fly
Boys. Here he is.
So Blaze and Agent is going to be in the building. See, I know that means girls just in latex paint. Arts Garage Saturday night. And then also, make sure y'all come dance and get on that big dance floor 69th Street tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Photographer in the building, get your pictures taken. You know what I mean? We're going to have some fun. But we also got another caller. And then everybody on the line, we got to ask that topic question. Would you, could you, St. Noah, 267. 407, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
The name is Nonfiction the Poet, representing that UNMI's. I'm at 28th Street Lounge. I finished killing them doing Bon Jovi at karaoke. You know, I do that rock shit, little sis. Killed them.
Shut the fuck up. I love Bon Jovi. Shut up.
Me
we want to do a duet. Okay. That's what's up. But it definitely, shout out to you. He's doing real big things, you know what I'm saying? Having some real good fun. We going to talk, start at the topic, because I want to get this juicy stuff. Like I said, I want to go online tonight. One of the callers, I'm trying to see your porn. I want to see what you're working with, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to see what you're working with, how you drop
the topic,
like
right? You said the topic is, if you was to make a porno, would you keep it secret or make it public? That's what you were saying, right?
Yeah, I ain't asked you yet. We're going to ask Nationwide Dream first. Wait.
Okay.
I know they are anxious, but I'm trying to get to the ladies. You know what I mean? Shout out to Nationwide Dream. Do you have any events? I know you're going to be in the building, Diamond Spotlight, next Friday. But what's good with you, Nationwide Dream?
I'm feeling okay. I had made tape before on my little laptop I always carry around, and I just loved it. But I told him the only way I could make it if we kept it on my computer. I said, fuck it, we could erase it. And he erased it. I was kind of mad that he erased it after the fact that we did a good job. But when I do it again, I would not leak it to the public, because I don't want everybody to see my technique. Like,
I got you. Cheer me
out.
Up. I'm on my little sister radio show right now. Hold up.
See, I want a show. Like, once I get married and everything like that, me and my husband are going to make a porno. Like, it's going to be in the prenuptial agreement. You know what I mean? We got to make pornos because I'm going to show the world, like, ha-ha, nana, you ain't marrying me and shit. Like, watch this, motherfuckers. Fuck Karma Sutra.
tell my suit chest, ain't no. But we're going to ask my brother the topic question. He's real busy, and definitely I was trying to check out your radio show yesterday, but it was just a crazy day. I was full of so much nerves. Lou Ryder won at 106 in Park Wild Out Wednesday. That's my boo, yo. He, dude,
I voted for him, too. Definitely. I voted 3 times for him.
Thank you, everybody who voted. Like, it was nerve-wracking. I felt like I was about to give birth. I was like, is it a boy? Is it a girl? Is it a boy, girl? I don't know. Like, but nonfiction, the topic question is, would you make a porno? And then if so, would you share it or would you keep it private?
All right. Well, of course I would, and I have done it several times, right? Now, actually, I actually had one up there, and I had to delete it straight up, nonfiction. My name, nonfiction, so I tell the truth. I actually deleted it 2 days ago, but I still got another part of it, and I'll make it public again if the chick who was in the movie with me happened to blow up, because she is an artist, and if she blows up, I'm definitely going to put it out there. And another thing I'll say is, I'm very familiar with the porno game.
That's not fair.
I'm doing nail. It's only a couple of people that actually know this. Like, I got a couple kids, and my youngest, my only one son, because I got two daughters and one son. His name is Rakim. He's 4 years old. He lives in Atlanta. His mom is a straight lesbian, and she actually just retired from the adult industry. And I'm not going to say who her name is, but she's well known. She's a black chick. She's from Miami. She's known, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
but
you know what, it's
that,
crazy.
Like.
It's crazy my brother is the only one who talk about he could put it on private. I don't want to see you fucking. Damn.
I know.
Damn, I don't want to see you fucking. Who got a porno out now? All right, Red Face, you next. You always got a camera. So, you know, I'm joking. Red Face, nothing wrong with porn.
Not
messing with it at all. But no, the topic question of the night, Rantace, is would you make a porno? And if so, would you keep it private or would you share? Rantace?
That's fucked up, man. You gonna do me like that and shit, man. Goddamn, man. They even drinking this shit.
We having fun tonight on the show, though. I guess Red Face must have hung up. Yeah, mute your background if you want to talk. You know what I'm saying? We trying to have a show here, have some fun.
Yo,
talk to my brother, though.
I've done it. I've done the making the pornos on the phone, though, on the full camera phone.
Yeah, I got a couple. Oh, fuck. Damn. Shit. Fuck. In the phones I lost, I got a little couple clips. Damn it. That's some bullshit. We're going to take a little music break.
Oh, can I tell you something funny real quick?
Of course.
I used to be able to set videos for Ringer, so every time that the person would call, I'd have that play.
Cute.
Yo.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, oh, it's her. Hello? Yeah, what's up?
That's my cousin. Yo, you do his thing, boy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Shout out to Reno. We're going to play a little bit of music, you know what I'm saying? Get right back into the motherfucking show. This right here is my boys, G-Stacks, Dollar the General, and Critty, Homicide City. Like the song.
I'm from Homicide City, where niggas die young at. The place you always gotta keep your gun at. It's cold out here, yeah. More murder, more bodies. Keep shooting to stop surviving. I'm from Homicide City, where niggas die young at. The place you always gotta keep your gun at. It's cold out here, yeah. More murder, more bodies. Keep shooting to stop surviving. Yeah, I'm from Homicide City. It was cool to be a cat. Getting drunk, you getting slumped. Nigga, keep it on your lap. Mama told me it's a cold world. That's why I keep that heat with me. Niggas die every day. Headshots frequently. Bang, so I get banged. Meet you at the crossroads. With blades, and ink, AKs, and plump bows. Full bulldog with a long nose. Black barrel, Nat Thurl, asshole. You can run up on the wheel if you wanna. It's only if you want your brains all over the bumper. All I need is a V and a black mag. Give it headshot, a headshot, it's that bad. I don't gotta tell them, bring them, I get automatic bricks. Shoot it, it reload itself, that's an automatic clip. Y'all niggas be hating on me, all I'm saying is something slick. 50 shots, that's a car, watch that motherfucker.
gotta keep your gun at the coat out here. Yeah, more murder, more bodies.
Out of here, no problem. Send spot him, send dollar there. Or call LP, he know where this LP. Right under the box spring. Next to my LBs, we let our clip bang. Some niggas twisting they balls and they got a shit stain from hearing that clip bang, bang. We just moving to the city, fuck sitting in the cell. My niggas is sitting pretty with a penny on their levels till they get with a penny on. Anything we got, my niggas trying to put the city on Picasso. We paint pictures the whole city. If I can't get rid of them, I'ma sit my nigga pretty on.
I'm from Homicide City, where niggas die young at. The place you always gotta keep your gun at. It's cold out here, yeah. More murder, more bodies. Keep shooting and stop surviving. I'm from Homicide City, where niggas die young at. The place you always gotta keep your gun at. Motherfuckers get to running. I don't go nowhere, I can't get my gun in. Cause niggas catch you slipping, you be dead over nothing. Who the hell want it? I be getting blunted. Sitting on the beach and my true religion stunting. It's all about me, forget everybody's feeling. That's why I'm sitting here stacking money to the ceiling. My pop wasn't around, I don't even know him. Got rich on my own, so I guess I don't owe him. But on another note, them niggas bullshitting. They don't get it off the boat, they ain't going fishing. Talking about some pigeons, I'm what you say. I can get the things flown to you in a day. My daughter, mom tripping, talking about time. But I ain't got nothing with this money on my mind. Cause all I see I'm is from Homicide City, where niggas die young at. The place you always gotta keep your gun at. It's cold out here, yeah. More murder, more bodies. Keep shooting and stop surviving. I'm from Homicide City, where niggas die young at. The place you always gotta keep your gun at. It's cold out here, yeah. More murder, more bodies. Keep shooting and stop surviving.
In another world,
I'm worried about this money. I ain't worried about a girl.
I ain't worried about a girl.
No,
I'm on the same planet. Just in another world,
I'm worried about this money. I ain't worried about a girl.
Yeah, 6 years ago, I told myself this was it. Took the red pill so I wouldn't miss a fit. I'm too technical to sweep a mop or try to manage. I'm too hungry for this bread to be making a sandwich. You won't be here long, you just a tourist. I'ma burn the forest like no tomorrow's. Coming dead at your neck, keep your collars up. You was on, now you off, cause your power cut. Out of luck, pour a little liquor, tilt your bottles up. I'm feeling like Fab, kill the competition. Some blue magic with Pro Tools, the composition. The feds gonna try to throw them a long time conviction. I'm banging niggas in their head for them hook checks. It's been a long time since the city looked wet. Making niggas play the bench in my rookie year. Schooling niggas, you might as well hook your head.
I'm on the same plane, yeah. Just in another world.
I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about a girl.
Girl.
I'm on the same planet, just in another world.
I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about a girl.
If I don't like your music, that don't mean I'm hating. You say you got my back, that don't mean I'm waiting. I don't pause for these lames, keep moving. Treat you like a deer and laugh at you in my rear. Got a thick bitch flossing, you stuck with a toothpick. My cap game, wow, stuck on stupid. I'm loyal, never burn bridges to fall off. I'm all about the team, I was never a ball hog. Signed to a label, not while I'm local, not until they got checks like my social. I can't get what I need, I go postal. When it comes to my chicken, I roast you. I'm trying to count fresh hundreds till my palms leak. Fucking up money with my niggas down Palm Beach. Keep them lame ass niggas out of arm reach. Chase money while I get chased by a calm freak.
I'm on the same plane,
yeah.
Just in another world.
I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about a girl.
I ain't worried about a girl.
I'm on the same planet, just in another world.
I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it.
We took a little musical break, you know what I'm talking about. Having fun tonight. Philly Shine. Topic is, you know what I mean? Would you make a porno? And if you would you show it to everybody, or would you keep that doing a secret? You know what I mean? I think a porno entails, you got to show it. Like, why are you?
What's the point in making it and ain't nobody going to see it?
Yeah, we're going to ask you to. You answered it?
I answered that question. I told them already. I told the whole world. I told all the listeners that if I make a porno, I'm definitely going to have that Batman suit on because. Yeah, I mean,
oh, that was you? I thought that was KM Links who answered it. That was you?
I even had a Superman joint on, a Batman joint, something, because I want to cover my face. And all they go, by the time they're watching the porno, all they going to say is, yo, Batman tore that shirt up. That's all they going to say.
That is messed up. I'm upset.
Hey. Look, when you on your way to being a celebrity, if you're a celebrity already, you can't have your face out there all hard, like, oh yeah, I made this porno.
Whatever.
No,
I think, what is it gonna hurt? Like,
who is gonna hurt?
What is it gonna hurt if you wanna?
The only thing is people don't realize that black women don't get rich off of porno scams. Only white girls do. You know what I'm saying?
But
so
I don't think a black woman has done it right. Like, I don't think a black woman has done it right to this day. Like, if you, like, they had the one joint with, what's her name? Vivica Fox giving head or whatever.
Oh, I missed that one. I'm mad at
it. They got Vivica Fox or whatever giving head to some boy or whatever or some just crazy stuff. She didn't even look cute or whatever. So that's why I said I'm going to be on some shit looking real cute. I might not even take all the dick, you know. I'm just going to be like, you know, I'm not going to mess up my hair or nothing like that or make it look like I'm all sweaty. No, I'm going to look cute. And she's going to look fucking cute and high definition.
The dude definitely gonna look bad because you're like, damn, she ain't even breaking a sweat.
Make a nigga feel bad.
He killed the shit out of confidence.
No, it's not. The only reason why I don't think it's gonna make a guy look bad is because I got a real fat ass. So he's gonna look like he's playing with it. Like, we're gonna script it all out. It's gonna be amazing. Watch. He's going to look like he's playing with it or whatever and having fun, you know what I mean, just shaking my ass or, we know, whatever guys like to do with it.
We're about to have a contest where you can win a fake porno video when I'm on fire.
No. You know what? We will make a lot of money, and what I think we should do is... We have people submit $50.
$50 per square inch of ass.
No. $50 for submission to be a part of the show.
No, that's not enough.
No, what you mean that's not enough?
That's not enough. $50 ain't enough.
I'm just saying. You know how they have competition rigged already? Like, this will be an already rigged competition. Like, we already know who the winner going to be, but we're going to make some money. You all could just send in your $50 to be in a big corner with Honest Fire. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
You trying to win a scam. That's what you're trying to do.
Exactly. Something just like that. But I mean, if you would want to think a competition like that would be real, I don't know. Like, it wouldn't be real, guys. I'm sorry.
I mean, you got a lot of stalkers. Niggas would pay you like $200 just to stand behind you.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm not. Even if it was a paid job, if somebody was paying me to do it, you paying me way more than $200. Like, fuck that. Okay, everybody.
I'm talking about for the contest entry.
Definitely you won't win, but I will definitely spend your money. You know what I'm saying? We're having some fun on Philly Shine. We're going to check in and play some other music. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, I wish I could upload the other music from Amaya. Like, she go in crazy. Like, the girl, she was on here. Was you on there when she was singing, Reno?
No, I don't think so.
The girl I had, the real singer on the show.
No.
The only one this year. You missed that?
No, I didn't get that. I got the dude that was singing.
No,
that was Lou Rotter. He was singing.
Yeah, Lou.
That's
Lou
the
was
only
singing.
Singer I got.
Yeah, Lou was singing on the last show. But we're going to get into some music. As a matter of fact, Flame is from Delaware, and he's going to be in the building this Friday, chilling like a motherfucker. Check it out.
What's his name?
I walk into the club to one leg up. I lean on the wall, chilling like a motherfucker. Yeah, chilling like a motherfucker. Yeah, chilling like a motherfucker. I walk into the club. I lean on the wall to one leg up, chilling like a motherfucker. Yeah. Chillin' like a motherfucker. Yeah, chillin' like a motherfucker.
Getting money, what I'm used to doing, ain't no stressin'. And party with it collides. When my squad hit your town, there's a party in your city. We popping bottles, girl, I get you tipsy. I don't wanna hear them stories talking about your can dance. Cause we be the best, the flyest niggas on deck. I'm on. Already drunk, pass the Patron. Tell me if you working early, I could get you home. So tell your friends to call if they wanna get involved. Taking pictures, let me pose. With them dimes cause they tryna get exposed. Please don't, girl, spill drinks on my clothes. I really wouldn't mind if it wasn't for the promo. Cause they ain't even paying me to wear the logo. So girl, bounce on this shit like a pogo. And we could get it on, I'm just chillin' in the club. Yeah, we get it on.
I walk into the club to one leg up. I lean on the wall, chillin' like a motherfucker. Yeah, chillin' like a motherfucker. Yeah, chillin' like a motherfucker. I walk into the club, I lean on the wall to one leg up, chillin' like a motherfucker. Yeah, chillin' like a motherfucker. Yeah. Chillin' like a motherfucker.
We chillin', the squad in the building. Honey, shake that ass if you wanna make a living. We ain't come to party, we parkin' lot pimpin'. Rosé sippin', dog tags glisten. Baby girl, listen, you rollin' with a G-spot. I'm workin' with that monster, run up in your G-spot. Do I make your body hot, girl, make your body rock. Wiggle that ass, let me see your body drop. Know who I is, you know who we are. Spillin' champagne, goddamn it, I'm a star. Patron got me feeling so touchy. Hit it to the car, baby girl, don't rush me. Yeah, I want your friend too. Who are you to judge me? I make it happen. Y'all the ones that's lucky.
I walk into the club to one leg up. I lean on the wall, chilling like a motherfucker. Yeah. Chillin' like a motherfucker. Yeah. Chillin' like a motherfucker. I walk into the club. I lean on the wall. Get one leg up. Chillin' like a motherfucker. Yeah. Chillin' like a motherfucker. Yeah. Chillin' like a motherfucker.
I'm walking with a lean like I got something that's lethal. I'm flying this thing, punch to be without no beetle. Baby, I'm no boss, I'm just running with my city. Feel like they owe me something, so I gotta take them with me. I'm a prince, Kira, peek up in your bed. She tell me that I'm hard, I just tell her I'm it. Crystal flow cleaner, Pulp Fiction team, industry cleanup. Professional bullshit, make sure my money right. Cause I'm stepping out the bullpen. We get drunk, you ain't got no invitation. Bottles in the club, later on them bitches. Yeah, house full of dimes, we party until it's 10. The coolest by far, them other niggas be trippin'. I'm just chillin', steady sippin' on Glico.
Yeah, we do what we do like we do it for TV. Y'all try to do what we do, but it can't be done.
I'm walking through the club to one leg up. I lean on the wall, chillin' like a motherfucker. Yeah, chillin' like a motherfucker. Yeah, chillin' like a motherfucker. I'm walking through the club. I lean on the wall to one leg up. Chillin' like a motherfucker. Yeah, chillin' like a motherfucker. Yeah, chillin' like a motherfucker.
I turn metal into gold. I put the fear of God in their eyes until it settles in my soul. I don't think I'll ever be satisfied.
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 Yeah. I'll never be
satisfied.
Okay. You should never be
satisfied.
I should never be satisfied, cause I expect
too much out of myself. Black diamonds and wealth, A1 health. Nah, who I'm kidding, shit, I pop too many bottles and I smoke too much slism. Trice life living, every day we pistol packing. Narcs trying to grab it, judge hit us with matches. For some reason I'm stuck up in the gutter. Gotta bring it home, family need bread and butter. So I'm out here with the butter, trying to bring home the bread. On the battlefield, if you blink, bro, you dead. Shit, it's all killers where I'm from. Lions in the jungle that'll kill you for a crumb. The block like a wall, we all chilling with a gun. Smoking so much, we can feel it in our lungs. I know I ain't content all that time I done spent sitting on that bench and I ain't pushing in a bit.
To go. I put the fear of God in their eyes until it settles in my soul. I don't think I'll ever be satisfied.
I got 'em.
Satisfied.
Satisfied. No, not at all. They say I got the rapper look, guess I got the rapper eye, but I ain't got the rapper money, so no, I ain't satisfied.
No.
They say they mad at I for what I'm just doing me. And you can push me all you want, but ain't no moving P. A gun buster, true hustler, mimic me. My whole life I've been with titans like Tennessee. I got money, but I'm hungry, man, I want more. They say I'm greedy, shit, well, blame it on my young boy. I'm on some whole shit, fuck him, kill him, old shit. Get his wife auction and leave his kids starving. I beg your pardon, see, I was told you better ride. And if not, you got popped by Brandon Mom. And I can make a mill off every grind. Go flat and I still won't be satisfied. I go hard, bitch, I'm the future. The game ain't nothing like it used to.
Metal into gold. I put the fear of God in their eyes until it settles in my soul. I don't think I'll ever be satisfied.
It's little me again. Oh shit, it's Z again. Heard he back at snapping with this rap shit. Wanna be my friend? Negative, I will never let you suckers in. Cause you worse than any bitches we be fucking with. I told them they days is getting slim, and they results are turning his back like fuck him. Now it's fuck them, you old fucks, you washed up. And half of them niggas already know that his time's up. They hanging on to something they ain't got. They say blaming on the buzz, I say blaming on the pop. They keep talking about the streets and really never heard the block. With 30 niggas on they strip, they really munching on the dot. Stop, what happened to rhyming with common sense? And no, I ain't saying start rhyming like common sense. But this is just a topic, I hope that it might stick. All dogs go to heaven, they calling me Mike Vick.
Metal into gold. I put the fear of God in their eyes until it settles in my soul. I don't think I'll ever be satisfied.
Tonight on Philly Shine. Shout out to my boy Zor Money, Hannibal. Definitely they're going to be performing this Friday Diamond Spotlight Showcase. I see Guru, you on the line. I can't keep your mic on. What's going on? Younger Begin. I don't know what's going on. Blog Talk acting silly, but we are having fun. Like I said, tomorrow night is going down, down, down. Hosting up at 69th Street Lounge. Y'all know I said I feel like a pimp. I be up there like, drop it low, girls. Show you panties. And they just do that shit like the girls be in there getting it in, teaching me all the dances and shit. We got Guru back on the line. Guru, you there with us?
Yeah, man. I keep getting knocked off by them silly commercials. That's three back to back.
Oh, okay. Definitely. Thank you for calling back in. You ready for this Friday?
I'm as ready as I can be right now. I'm just waiting for my manager to give me the go for the studio. I'm just running and do the show mix. And I mean, I wrote some new material that I want to present. I want to see how the crowd reacts. So I'm going to just go in and do a show mix for them for the two tracks, and I'm going to just leave it at that. But we might as well say for the most part, yeah.
Well, that's what's up. I'm definitely having a conversation with you tomorrow. We're going to get it poppy, you know what I'm saying? Make sure we all looking good this Friday. But I'm going to go into it's my manly man night, so I'm going to definitely play that track by Jackie O, Have You Seen My Man? After we check in on these callers we just got in or whatever, we getting it in. The topic is a little risque tonight. You risking up to answer the topic question? Reno, you got the first caller? Reno? Did we lose Reno? No, we lose Reno. But the first caller, I guess I'll open it. 803-564. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Brittany B. Dukes. I'm calling from South Carolina.
Okay, that's what's good. Welcome to Philly Shine. Well, we having fun tonight on the show, playing good music. And my topic for tonight is, would you make a porno? And if you would you keep it private or would you share it, show it off or whatever?
Word up. Okay. It depends. It's like this. If I'm in a relationship with a person for a long time, you know what I'm saying, or if I'm married or whatever, then probably, honestly, to the most, but I wouldn't share it.
Okay. It'll
be on that low-key type job. You know, it's something we would do just because we just experiment. Every couple, you know, they think about it, but are they brave enough to take forth the action, you know? But I wouldn't share it at all, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do in the bedroom is our business.
So basically, you're not going to share the porno with nobody?
Not
one person.
She said it's her business. I beg to differ. I'm telling you, like, Karma Sutra ain't got shit on me. Once I get, she's booing you, but once I get married and everything, I'm going to show the world, you know what I mean, what it is. Like, I'm going to show you how to really ride. Like, it's not that, but Sierra, you too skinny, girl. You can't do it like I do it.
Word up.
But are you an artist? Like, what brings you to the show? Are you from Twitter, Facebook?
Twitter, yeah. Somebody had just hit me up on Twitter because I was about to do a blog show or whatever, and it was like, come on the call or whatever, but I'm an artist, yeah. I'm an artist and I'm a writer.
Go ahead, shout out your Twitter so everybody can check up on you. We definitely show off on Philly Shine along with having our fun topic and great music and develop me in music technology. But go ahead, Brittany, shout out your Twitter, boo.
All right, where is that? B Dukes the Truth. That's B-D-U-K-S the Truth. I do R&B, hip-hop, neo-soul. I write urban fiction. I write poetry. I do it all. I play the piano, guitar, the drums. I'm an all-around artist and musician. I respect the arts, and that's what I do.
That's what I'm saying. Well, respect to you. We got your content. We will definitely work and network. That's what it's all about. I'll hit you up, but don't, you know what I mean, chill with us. We still got some more music. And another caller from the Jersey area, the Jersey area code 609-310. Welcome to Philly Shine with Honest Fire. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 609? Hello? 609-310. I guess they just want to listen. There's no problem. You can definitely just chill and listen to the show. You know what I mean? We're talking about making pornos, like, Would you show it off? Would you keep it? You know what I mean? I said I would. I'm going to do one. I'm just fire faking it. And it's going to be like awesome. I'm just going to look real cute pretending to take dick. Like, oh, it's like, not that. Like, oh, my gosh. It's going to be hilarious. Like, I might even dress it up or something. Dress it up in a banana suit. Oh, you know what? Them stripper guys be having them elephant draws. You know what I'm talking about, right? Reno. All right, I guess you're a man. You wouldn't know about it. But you, surely you know about it, right, Brittany? Brittany, you know what I'm talking about. All right, I guess I was a little out of pocket asking the guy that question. Sorry. But we going and we having fun tonight on the show. I'm going to check it on one more call, and then we going get into some more music. You know that showcase is popping off this Friday night. Diamond Spotlight Friday Showcase. It goes so going down. Shout out to Genji. She said she's performing. She got her tickets ready. Groove got his tickets. Shout out to everybody. Mike Flame, not the other reggae rapping too. Get the fuck out of here. 919-630. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from? Okay, you just want to listen? 909-919. Okay. I guess some people just want to listen. That's fine. Like, I welcome it. You know what I'm saying? I definitely welcome all callers, all listeners. We having fun. We networking. Artists having fun. A good time. 602-218. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What it do? It's Jay Millie.
Boo! Hey, baby.
What's going on?
I'm still kind of hyped from yesterday, boo, and you be
I
good.
I know you were. You was wet and everything else when you seen Lou Ryder yesterday. I know you were.
Yo. For real, it's all business. You know what I mean? Me and Lou Ryder got a business relationship. You know what I mean?
I know. I'm just playing. Look, but you really do love her.
He really does love me back, you know what I mean? It was great. Like, I did give him a little massage because he was just uniform. It was in front of the camera. We're gonna show it on YouTube later. It's not a porno, but we will share it to the world, you know.
So what's your freaky topic tonight, Miss Freak Nasty? What is it?
Tonight's topic is I'm Miss Freak Nasty. You know what I'm talking about. I'm Philly Shine. We talking about, would you make a porno? And would you show it to the world? Would you keep that joint? You know,
That's a good question. I wouldn't show it to the world, you know what I'm saying? I got some little undercover videos, you know what I mean.
Oh,
shit,
I'm about to raid your computer. I'm really expecting somebody to call in so I could go to their website, and I'm trying to see that porno tonight. Where is it? Like, my brother,
you
the only
you
one.
You want me to send you something?
Yeah, I'm trying to see porn. I like porn.
Yeah, send that to
homemade porn.
Send that to bulkbanditreno@gmail.com. Yeah. I'm probably going to get it from my email because hers not working right.
Reno, you ain't right. We got a couple other hands raises. Jay Millie, please chill with us because you got to show off on Philly Shot 2 X Squad in the building. But we will get.
We need a topic on the flip side too. We need a topic saying what if you found the person that you was with, if you found out that they had a porno out there, what would you do?
Oh yeah, that's a given.
That's come on, son.
Like, yeah, but if your girl got trained by four guys in one video, I mean, you could just deal with that.
Well, you know, I might have some doubts if my dude was getting a brand of train on by four guys, you know?
I think you have more than doubts, you know, for ding, ding, ding. He likes ding, ding. Like,
wow. He likes the dang-a-lang.
We having fun on Philly Shine. I'm your host, Honest Fire, a.k.a. Miss Freaky Nasty Topics. So, you know, 919, you pressed the number one. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What up? It's your boy, DJ Freak Ty. What's going on?
DJ Freak Ty. They calling me Freaky Girl tonight, so I got company. What's
like a match made in heaven.
What's going on? It's your boy Freak Ty, a.k.a. Mr. Putchy the Man, a.k.a. your midnight boyfriend. What's good?
Hey, boyfriend.
What's going on, baby? What's going on? Here to put all y'all ladies to bed. What's going on?
Nice. We talking shit, playing music, live on Philly Shine, but my topic for tonight is, and I'm also looking to see it, would you make a porno? Or would you share it with the world, or would you keep it private?
You know, I think, as far as that goes, you know, I could share a porno. You know, I wouldn't want no fake scenes directly. But, you know what I'm saying, we could get down, you know.
Yeah. You don't want no direct face shots like the
style. I'm just saying, you know, niggas still got a DJ and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't think my face wasn't in it.
No, you can fucking curse. You can fucking curse. But I really don't think it's what is harm is it going to be? You an artist, and you could just pretend like you didn't know. Oops, it's leaked.
Look at Ray J.
Ray J
done put it out there, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to pretend like I didn't do it. I'm like, oops, y'all can see me shit on Kama Sutra. I know. Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I make Kama Sutra look like a nursery rhyme, but I know what you're talking
Because as weak as Ray J was, shit, I know I can get into the industry then. Shit. This nigga right here, man.
But I think it was the girl who he did it with, you know what I mean? It made it all pain or whatever. Like, that was just definitely hot.
Yeah.
But we will check in on the other call. You pressed the number 1, and we went to some music. 609-310. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay. Guess he's still on the crickets.
You got that pre? That's what that prepaid is doing for you.
I don't know.
I don't know. I should be falling back listening to your voice, handling his business in the background.
I know I got that super sexy voice, and you know it makes you raw. Put you to bed.
Hold on, I'm going to send you something to play, honest, real quick.
Uh-oh.
You got to get one off somehow.
I don't mind masturbate.
No, I'm going to send you that. I'm going to send you that Millie after Moist Millie after midnight. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-oh, Moist Millie. Millie, do you have a show tonight? Because, Millie is called from the West Coast. You did?
Yeah, I did because I'm supposed to be getting dressed right now to go hang out. I got some people in town, some DJs from Memphis out here. Kicking it, so you're supposed to go meet up with them and the group OTS I work with. So that's what I'm doing, but I'm slacking. It's only about to be 10 o'clock, so stuff really don't crack till about 11:30 or so. So I'll take my time, you know.
Oh yeah, I understand. And where are you at? Freaky Ty? Is it Freaky Ty?
I'm representing North Carolina all the way. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's what's up. Shout out to Twitter for us so we can definitely stay in touch with you.
Oh, that joint was funny, man, because I was hollering a couple of my mans, and they was like, yo, calling my homegirl show and fuck with her for a second. I'm like, all right, I got shit to do until I have a DJ in a little bit, so cool.
Okay. Well, what's your Twitter so everybody can check you out? We got to show love to the DJ. I said, what's your Twitter? You on Twitter?
Oh, yeah, DJ Freaky Time 1-2 at Twitter.
Freaky, so all right, Freaky Ty 1-2 at Twitter. Okay.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Freaky Ty, up in the Lost Boys. They always had Freaky Ty Day. You know, remember the group, the Lost Boys from New York? Queen.
Hey, let's stop. Let's get that twisted. He spells his name T A H. Mine is T Y.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. Okay. All right.
Honest, are you still on Fire at Gmail?
Yes, I am still honestfire at Gmail. But we haven't found. I'm trying to see somebody porno. My brother said I could see his, but I don't want to see that shit.
I don't know about watching your brother. That's kind of.
Yeah, I'm like, ew, weirdies. Like, I don't want to see that.
That's
that old instant
shit right there.
He'll be all like, ew. I'll be like, this is so funny. Like, I don't want to see that shit. But it jumped out the window. Like, no. I love your sound effects right now. You be killing it over here. But we having fun on Philly Shine. Definitely big things popping up in Philly. Hit me up, everybody. Anybody, 215-200-7554. I'm representing the Tri-State area. I'm representing the world, for real, for real. But we going to get it in. A little bit more in the show. I want to show some love to my boy who was actually a guest here, you know what I mean? And this is a song called One Thing. Shout out to Fresh Boy Cino and everybody who called in. We're going to get freakier. I know somebody going to have a video I can see tonight. I see that video right now.
When it comes to making this money, I'm doing one thing. 40K away from my tummy, I'm doing one thing. You can either hate me or love me, I'm doing one thing. I'm doing one thing. I'm doing one thing. When it comes to making this money, I'm doing one thing. 40K away from my tummy, I'm doing one thing. You can either hate me or love me, I'm doing one thing. I'm doing one thing. I'm doing one thing. I don't know what to think. My life switched up in a week. Like kisses on the cheek. I'm just pushing up the green. I ain't into all the bling. Not cause I don't got the cream. I just did that in my teens. Wrong man. I was close to giving up my dream. They told me shoot for the stars. I started lifting up my heat. But gotta prove that I'm hard. Just ask the niggas in the street. What's just spitting up on beat? So I finish up my beat. My sneeze. I ain't giving up nothing. I keep it pimping. Cause something is what I'm into. It's nothing. I'm doing one thing. Now you forget about your husband, what happened to how you love him, and won't put nothing above him, or is it just me? I know you want it cause you stuntin' like a movie double. You used to jump the hoops to touch you, now we like Cupid's couple. You think it's cute to cuddle? I only hug the block. Billionaire's fresh boy, y'all make him fall in love a lot. When it come to making this money, I'm doing one thing. 40K away from my tummy, I'm doing one thing. You can either hate me or love me, I'm doing one thing. You see it, I'm strolling with the cornea. You cornea the G on the clothes. I get it popping like the first day you read is a coke. Getting nervous now, I'm turning down three summer holes. They got their eyes glued when we all slide through. H1N1, I'm a gang slime through.
All right. I had in the song. No disrespect to you, Fresh Boy Cino. But we got some stars in the building.
There's definitely some stars in the building.
Big Talk, he hung up, but we gonna get to him. But we do got the star in the building too. But my lady representing New York, Crazy. Welcome, my girl. AD the General to Felicia. How you doing, girl?
Yeah.
We truly know I got so much love for you. I've been voting for you, and definitely everybody do the same. Tell them how and who you are, girl. Definitely welcome back.
Oh, my
back.
Goodness. First and foremost, if people that are on Twitter on your public line is listening to this, I have something quickly to air out. I'm going to say the young man's name because he want to try to blow somebody up on Twitter and shit. His name is DJ _Buck, right? So
never heard of him.
Me neither. But my name is AD the General. I'm one of your most popular female promoter entrepreneurs / lyricists out of New York City, represent not only New York but the whole entire world in the struggle.
Buck.
Anyway, he saw me today. I went down to support another event at the Bowery, which is the home that I've been for 4 years now. And I normally don't go out to a lot of people's events because there's a lot of nonsense. And every time I go to somebody else's event, they think it's mine. So he tweeted and was like, yo, you need to get your events organized and all this and all that. So I just tweeted the homie back and explained to him that the Elegant Hootenies Musical Program is a very reputable showcase and has been around since 2004. I'm going on 6 years, and only the best rock with me. So if you want to see good talent and real people, come out July 25th to the Bowery Poetry Club and see how I run a showcase. It's no disrespect to anybody else,
but it's kind of
lame when somebody sees you, somebody, somewhere trying to support somebody.
Get it off your
and
chest.
Then they
get off your chest. But I go through the same thing, you know what I'm saying? It's no problem, you know what I'm saying? Fuck him. you know what I mean, for being that ignorant and not Googling you, because you could definitely Google you, ask about you, and you don't even got to act like that. You know what I'm saying? I let her.
Like
I know
life.
We don't let people, but we're not even going to focus on it because we don't even worry about people who are like the naysayers or whatever, because
I just want everybody to know that you know if it's one of my events because I'm on stage and I host every single event. I'm never going to have somebody else being the face of my product. Most people think when they come to Elegant Hoodness, they're going to meet a man. Nah, you're going to meet some men in my organization. But the main man, you dig, is A.Dizza, a.k.a. The General. And the second main man is Miss Fifi. I don't know if she's still on the phone, but she's all the way in Missouri right now setting shop for us to open Elegant Hoodness, Missouri, September 25th. We're doing it hard, Honest. You dig? I'm very excited about being nominated. Me and my brother Gifted, that's his name.
Yeah,
follow
can we
him
get back
Gifted.
To that?
Yeah, follow him at Gifted_Nan. That's my brother. We've been rapping together for about 7 to 8 years now. The last 2 years, we've been nominated. Last year, we were nominated for the most original rap group. This year, we're nominated for the best rap duo. So we definitely want everybody to go out and support. Go to Underground Music Awards. Oh, is that right? UndergroundMusicAwards.com. Scroll down to Best Rap Duo and press the button that says Nan and just vote. Honest has been voting. I know a lot of people in Philly voting for us. You know, we from the bottom. We represent y'all. You represent us. And we just love what we do.
All right, that's what's up. We gotta understand one thing. Yeah, she is definitely the truth. I just tweeted her, so you guys could definitely follow AD the General and find out what's good with her. But we're gonna open up another caller, and we stay with us because I'm trying to talk about this porn stuff. You know what I mean? We talking about making.
I almost
porn.
Forgot that's what we were talking about.
I want everybody in Philly to come out and come. I want everybody in Philly to come to my tour. This is the fifth year I've been doing it. Philly, how we do it out here in New York is that I go to some of the most troubled areas in New York City where people never want to rock. And I go to their parks, and I rock in their parks in front of their families and their communities. And it's a wonderful experience. You're never going to experience something as real until you go to real people that have never heard your music before, never seen you at a showcase, don't tune into Honestphere, don't tune into AB, and just, you know what I mean, the experience of real people,
I like
you can never, ever, ever change that.
Oh, I got to fix it because it's fire.
She know I'm out of fire. That was her exit. I know her fears.
Hold on, fear? You scared? Don't tell me you're scared.
No fear, ever. But my girl called in, 404-941. Welcome back to Philly Shine. Yes, though. Got the booze in the building.
Hola,
Como gracias.
I don't know what you say, but that shit sounds gooder than the motherfucker.
It sounded sexy as hell, didn't it? That shit made my nerves bad, bro.
Pinky. And her name is Pinky. You better watch it, girl. These guys is. We talk about.
I remember
when
the last time I was here.
I let AD just go off because that's my girl. Y'all know I normally let nobody take shots on my show except for me.
I'm sorry.
But,
I mean, it wasn't really a shot.
No.
It was just a clearing of the situations. I don't want people saying negative things unless they're real. You dig? That's
yeah.
it. I try really hard to be a positive
like
individual.
That.
You
can
say
negative.
What was that? What was that? I missed you.
So if I didn't, you can air it out.
I'll show you on
Twitter.
Yeah.
If I didn't, you can air it out. If I didn't
do
it, keep your mouth shut.
Some assuming person assumed that an event was hers, and it definitely wasn't. Like, so she had to let them know, pussy, Google me, because I do shit right.
I need to get that circle. A lot of people say that. Next time, Reno, where can I find your work? Google me.
Yeah, definitely. Like, don't play. Like,
I hate to say Google me. That's so cocky. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
If you really want to know, you're going to Google that person anyway. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I got to tell you.
For real, it is cocky, and not many people are original enough to be Googled. And I hate that shit. I hate the motherfucking name. Sex. Like, Google me, man. Like,
It'd be one
more.
It'd be like
20 Google impressions.
Not even if it's only MySpace. It's like 50 different niggas with the same name, like 50 faces. You like, which one?
Be on the fourth page when we at the bottom.
Out the real truth, that nigga that went to jail for molestation or something. He on the
Yeah, no, ass people are snitching shit. Like, Google me. Yeah, like,
Google me. I put on all the best drug dealers. I put on all
the best listing.
He's part of the gay porn thing that was fucking. He's fucking locked in the whole fucking shit.
That nigga Snoop, he would be like, yeah, I told on all the top drug dealers. You know what I'm saying? I told on all the niggas.
Everybody on the call from Philadelphia.
What'd you say, honey?
Is everybody on the phone from Philly?
No, we got South Carolina in the building. We got Arizona in the building. New York in the building. Philly in the building. J. Millie in the building.
I got the Southwest on the line. AZ is in the building. That's right.
J. Millie, meet Pinky if you don't know her. And Pinky also meet AD General. You like all my like real besties. Like y'all definitely impression. Like AD, I haven't talked to you in a while except on Twitter, but you my heart. Like she go hard. Like anybody a part of that movement, like we gotta keep it moving. That's how we get stronger. But
shout out to you, man. You're a strong woman. You're a positive woman in hip hop, and you know, we need more strong women. I mean, no offense to the men in hip hop, but we definitely need a strong presence of women that are, you know. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying respect them definitely. But I'm definitely saying women.
Respect
yourself. You know what I mean? And show these men why we need to be respected and why we gave birth to hip hop.
It's a man's world.
Respect that.
Yeah, we took it out of our coochie, like, hun.
It's a man's
world. You know,
world.
I deal with that all day. I agree with her. We deserve more. We deserve more. I told one of the employees that today, I'm not where I'm at because I slept with Peter to get here. I'm educated.
Right, absolutely.
And I'm powerful.
I was talking about you earlier in the show, Miss Pinky. You weren't even here, but I was talking about you. Introduce yourself to everybody on Philly Shine. I let everybody show off. Like, won't play that here.
My name is Pinky. I own a company called Yum Yum Entertainment, which is an adult-based, hip-hop-based creative company. I'm also an executive at Full Force Productions and Wu-Tang Records, and Protection X Records, and Wu-Tang Management. And I have a radio show in Atlanta called Return of the Boom Bap. So I specialize in classic.
It's a man's world.
But well, you know, we controlling this, you know, like
it ain't nothing without a woman.
Yeah, it would be nothing.
Nothing.
If
you wanna go through history, it's because of y'all. We can't live forever. God damn it, you made me eat the fucking apple.
That story was a lie. That was a real story.
That story is a lie.
You ain't even telling the story right because on some real shit my homegirl said to me one day.
This ain't a religious show. We're talking about porno.
I'm saying, like, who gave her the fucking apple? She got the apple from a man. She didn't get it from a woman. So
she got it from a snake. Who the hell listens to a snake?
Sure. I got the Bible right here. I'm about to read it. I honestly don't even explain it right. It's like all these parts missing, like, when she opened the door, and then they were in the bed. Like, where's the middle?
If you wouldn't have ate the apple, we'd have been chilling butt naked making porn still, you know?
Right? You know, it wouldn't have been no porn. It wouldn't have been no porn because we already naked all the time.
Somebody would have ate, some Negro would have ate the apple.
Somebody ate it. I'm so mad at you right now. I'm trying to tell you the Bible's missing some things. Like, that's all I'm saying. It's missing some. Like, how in the world is it going to be like, first you walk up the steps, now you're in the back door. Like, where the fuck was the middle? Like, I'm missing some. Like, right, that's all I'm saying. Won't get too religious for the show. Won't get too religious for the show at all.
So y'all coming to see me, On Fire, and all the rest of the Philadelphia. You know I'm going to be out there soon with the tour. So I hope y'all come out to support. Never mind. We'll talk about it later.
Okay,
I'm far into the area.
I was just actually in New York this past weekend. I might make that event July 25th. My birthday is the 27th. I got my showcase next Friday, AD, in Philly. Diamond Spotlight is going down. So I might even get up there. That Chinese bus only $20 round trip.
You ain't lying. You said,
I was just in New York yesterday. My boy Lou Ryder just won 106 in Park Wild Out Wednesday. Yeah, boy, it was hot.
I saw him. Yay.
You seen him, Pinky?
Yeah, I watch it every week. I TiVo it so I can watch it.
Yeah. Oh, you got a tape? Oh, I got to get that tape.
I got a tape. I got a TiVo.
I know what you're talking about. You're right. But, yeah, I might even come up there July 25th. I'm going to hit you up. Definitely thanks, everybody, for calling in the show. I want to keep going, but, you know what I mean, it is that time to say goodbye. I love you. I say, no, I won't sing like that.
It's so
hard.
I
appreciate you guys having me on. All
fucking porn. You come on.
Oh, fucking real, AD. You can do what you want to do. And it's a shame I didn't get to watch no porn tonight. I wanted to see if somebody had a porn for me to watch. You know what I'm talking about? You guys are crazy. I'm going to send you some exclusives. I got it right at the last. I'm about to save you as a friend. Okay, I'm going to accept you. H-O-N-E-S-T-T-H-I-R-E. Check me out, baby. I'm going to follow you. I sure will right now. Thank you, everybody. We had fun. I hope you had fun. Good night, Jay Millie. Hit the city. Good night, Pinky Boom. I'm going to talk to you in a minute. AD, I got you.
I hope to see you on July 25th at the Bowery.
Yes. The Bowery is actually right close to the Chinese bus, too.
Absolutely. You have
North
no
Carolina,
excuse then.
Hit your boy up, man. The crowd rocker, the lady. Please holler at me.
Freaky T.Y. Good night.
Good night.
What'd you say, AD?
I said, maybe I should have you judge. Hit me on Twitter, July 25th.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to be honest. Like, you
all right,
wet, bitch. Say, no.
I don't want me on it. I'm going to be a Simon Cowell-ass nigga. Like, that was horrible. That's the worst song I ever heard in my life. Get the hell off the stage.
Man, over there.
Y'all niggas, man.
You got me calling in from North Carolina, but I fucked with y'all, man.
Yeah, come back Saturday night. I'm doing a red carpet thing. It's gonna be so huge. I got a makeup artist now. She said she come to me. I'm so blessed. I feel so happy because I love makeup and stuff, and now I don't have to do it myself.
Why don't y'all make a porn and send it to me?
Okay, I got you. I'm gonna see you on my pictures, so you can be inspired to be freakier. You know. I'm gonna see you on my pictures so you can be inspired to be freakier.
I really don't want to thank you. I don't think you want to get on my level, girl. I ain't even gonna talk no more.
I said I will make the call.
Y'all
gonna get me
tired.
I don't know if you want to test honest. Yeah, you do some things. You be sitting there with the eyes, just ate ass face.
Yeah, I mean.
Hey, send me that picture. I'm about to make a mixtape.
He gonna make a porn though. It's gonna be just my picture on the face and shit.
It's gonna be a porno mixtape. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a video too. I'm like, yo, y'all niggas beat your meat to Miss Fire. You know what I'm saying? Don't be ashamed. Pull that shit out. Call a radio station. Just beat it when she talks to you.
Well, I don't know. We gonna get it in. I started my own little genre, you know, moan rap, and it's what I do. We gonna let a little music play to say goodbye to everybody. And like I said, thank you guys for calling in.
Thank you all
for
this.
What they do it? What they do it? What they do in the building? You know it. What's good with these girls? It's about entertainment. She ain't gonna get in my way. Not a bitch, not a nigga, nobody. I'm repping X-Squad, Thundercats, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit the sheet and niggas on my way to pop up. Knock, knock, what's up? I smash the window to your truck. Then I'ma shop again. Spending money, season check. But too many times, cold rain. I win the blue hay spring fling. Party is spinning with these AC winning. Spent, and it only took me about a minute. If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention. Cause I'm balling on the field and he catching what I'm pitching. Yep, 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 yep.
This what we doin', what we doin', making music, yeah. This what we doin', making music, good music, yeah.
Silly bitches, can't get with this, can't get with this, yeah. Silly bitches, can't get with this, silly bitches, ball status. Soon to be impeached. These bitches so local, they always in my reach. Tricking for a dollar and I earn them in my sleep. What I'm making today, she ain't seen in weeks. Big money is all I'm trying to keep. Popping house on my own island, don't bring sand to a beach. I know I seem untamable, but this is how I eat. I get paid to put on shows, you don't get paid to be a freak.
I'm saying it's just over, period.
Yeah. Good night, everybody.